I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. What our kids eat is, of course, very important, and for decades, it hasn't been ideal nutritionally. The Trump administration says it's making an effort now to straighten things out. Will it help? So the administration, with President Donald Trump and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at the helm, having their own acronym picked out now, MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, issuing its first report in May saying it would target what he called ultra-processed foods and the crisis that they are causing. What has been done since then is really hard to discern. But they're moving to round two. Now, this is a report due out within the next couple of weeks, but it's said to look at the food industry advertising that targets children for what may be less than healthy foods. It reportedly contains a recommendation that agencies explore potential industry guidelines to limit budgets, saying that the food industry annually spends billions on targeted marketing of unhealthy foods to children via television and social media. So those would be government recommendations. The large companies and some fast food outlets say that they are already doing that. They say they're taking part in the industry's voluntary self-regulation program to limit spending. But at the same time, the industry is stepping up its lobbying campaigns. McDonald's, just to name one, has spent over $1.5 million on lobbying since January. A report filed with regulators says it's talked with the White House and lawmakers, among others. A professor of public health at the City University of New York says food marketing probably is the leading influence on eating choices. This after 25 years of his research. He says the U.S. lacks protections against harmful marketing to children found in the EU and even some Latin American countries, because in the U.S., the industry's huge influence over regulation. As well, many public health experts criticize the self-regulation that the industry is using, saying it has so many loopholes that it's meaningless. Well, they say the latest effort, and there have been a few in the past, looks like the others. For example, the effort in 2011 by the FTC to adopt guidelines went nowhere. Now, this was a frequent campaign pledge of Trump, and the administration is certainly trumpeting this loudly now. But at the same time, this is an administration that has tried to rip a lot of regulations into shreds. So you'd have to search far and wide to find anyone who says our children shouldn't be eating more healthy and would applaud the Trump administration if it can get this done. But if this is all just for show, more social media posts, camera ops, and noise, does it make sense that it would be a major disappointment?